4. New York, 2002. At 16, Naomi Carson lived a life Naomi Bowes could never have imagined. She had a pretty room in a lovely old brownstone in a city full of color and movement. Seth and Harry spoiled her with a generous allowance, shopping trips, tickets to concerts, and most of all, with trust that gave her freedom. She did her best to earn the indulgences. She studied hard, got exceptional grades, with an eye focused on Providence College in Rhode Island and a degree in photography. They'd given her a little point-and-shoot Fuji for her first Christmas in New York, and her love affair began. Her interest blossomed, her skill improved, and netted her a serious Nikon for her 16th birthday. With it, she'd joined the yearbook committee and newspaper at her high school as official photographer and racked up experience and an impressive portfolio she hoped to use to get into the college of her choice. She'd worked hard to lose her accent, wanting more than anything to be just like the other girls, to have nothing left of those first 12 years. Hints of it could slip through, but by the time she'd started high school, the slips were rare. She had friends, dated now and again. Though, unlike most of her contemporaries, she didn't want a steady boyfriend. Too much drama, from what she'd observed. And while she liked kissing, if the boy was any good at it, she wasn't ready to be touched. Thought maybe she never would be. She had let Mark Ryder touch her breast. She'd finally grown some, but accepted that they were never going to amount to much. She'd wanted to see what it felt like. But instead of making her excited, it just made her nervous and uncomfortable. Mark hadn't been happy that was all she let him do, and not much of that. Naomi figured that was his damage and ignored him when he accused her of being a tease, being frigid, being a freak. At 16, she hit 5'10", most of it leg, and was willow slim and pretty enough that boys wanted to touch her breasts. She'd let her hair grow to shoulder length, mostly so she could tie it back when she took pictures. When she won a photography competition, Seth rewarded her with a trip to the salon for highlights and lowlights in her dark blonde hair. Mason hit a growth spurt around 12 and was first string center of his school's basketball team. Sometimes it irritated her to know that her little brother was smarter than she was. Sometimes it made her proud. Either way, he was whip smart, good looking, and affable. So he enjoyed the attention.